Mike, we know that Ben didn't meet Davis before draft night. Did you have any contact with him?
I didn't meet him either. I did the evaluation, as the quarterback coach did as well. So based upon the film study, and then, of course, with the quarterback coach, had the interview with him and our scouts and talking with coaches. That's how I was able to get the feedback with regard to how he was off the field.
What are your early impressions of him? I know he had some coaching with people coming in here and tried to get him ready with the language and stuff. Has that paid off?
That is one of the things I think that stood out, was the jump he made from his game film at Cal to the Senior Bowl and then the Combine. There was quite a bit of work that he did, and you could see that, of course, at the Senior Bowl. He had opportunities to be under center. You look at him on tape, obviously it's a big, tall quarterback with a very strong arm and has that deep ball accuracy that you like to see. And certainly as the elements get windy and cold and as things change here from a weather standpoint in November and December, it's good to have that arm strength. So that kind of speaks to a little bit more as far as just him as a quarterback, but answering your question as far as the under center, yes, saw some improvement.
Coach, Davis played in two very pass-happy offenses in college at Texas Tech and Cal. His number of pass attempts, is that a bit of a red flag to you?
Not really. You know, players can't pick the type of scheme that they're going to be running. I mean, the same way those that might be in a run-oriented option type of an offense, they might not have as many attempts. And so I think it just comes down, from our standpoint of evaluation, what type of decisions is he making? How accurate is he when he throws the football? What type of leadership does he have in terms of being able to bounce back? You know, you're watching game film and there's an interception or a bad mistake. Does it create and more mistakes and have a snowball effect, or does it get better? And so don't really hold that against a guy. You know, it's a matter of just evaluating his body of work and the scheme that he was designated to play.
Mike,
why is it that maybe his deep accuracy wasn't maybe as it wasn't as strong as his shorter accuracy? Is that a matter of the system he was in, or just
actually,
the victim of drops?
I actually saw it the other way. I thought his deep accuracy was better in many cases than some of the shorter intermediate accuracy on the tapes that I looked at. And again, it's in the eye of the beholder, because, you know, you look at 3, 4, 5 games and the different cutups and so forth. But just from the standpoint, the thing that stuck out to me from an accuracy perspective was the deep ball accuracy. I think sometimes, like you said, it could be dropped. Sometimes you're not sure exactly what the design of the play is. We do know that he's a young man that we want to spend a lot of time with his lower body mechanics. And obviously, we talked about taking the ball from under center. That's a big jump for him. But also, everything in terms of his lower body, stepping into the throw, getting able to generate more power, and then that, of course, will help his accuracy. And, you know, that scheme, that system really didn't have that as much of an emphasis. And so many of his throws were all arm. And so we're excited about being able to work with him to get his lower body headed where we need it to be.
Over here, to your left. Just in all the years you've known Eli, how will he handle having yet another new face in that room, somebody that there's a little bit of buzz about, if you will, and just from your perspective, how do you think Eli will be with that?
I think Eli is, as I've said time and again, the consummate professional, and he's going to go about his business trying to improve and trying to still take the approach that he's had all the years I've known him, and that is not as a number one pick or two-time Super Bowl MVP, but as more of an undrafted free agent, having a great hunger. He's his own harshest critic, and looking at the mistakes that he's made and things he wants to improve upon from last year. And I don't see there being any sense of competition or resentment or anything other than just he's another guy in the room, and, you know, he's going to do everything he can, Eli, that is, to get himself in a position to be at his best. And so I don't see there being any type of effect one way or the other in terms of bringing somebody else in the room. I think he is locked in. He's zeroed in as much as I've ever seen him this spring.
What was your first impression of Davis when you met him? Today? Did you meet him yesterday?
I met him last night.
What were your first impressions of him?
First impressions is he's tall. You know, I had to look up and to say hello. That's always a good thing whenever I have to do that. You know, that's always nice. Brandon Marshall was nice to be able to do that. Good firm handshake, look you right in the eye type of a guy. And all the reports that I had read, that he was very bright. And you know, his gym rat, you know, one of those guys that just can't watch enough film. And he was definitely, you know, came across that way as someone who's very, very bright and going to be a hard worker. And generally was pleased with the impression that he made upon me when I first met him last night.
Mike, among your offensive weapons, Where does Engram either set himself apart or intrigue you about how to use him, that kind of thing?
Well, the thing that really is intriguing about Evan is the speed component. I mean, this is a legitimate vertical threat, but he's not just a receiver. In fact, when I talk about first impressions, when I met him, you know, and seeing him up close and personal last night, you know, this is a big, strong guy. I mean, there's a size element that he has. He is not a big wide receiver, and we do feel comfortable about things that we'll want him to do. When he has to have his hand on the ground and when he's in that wing alignment. But there's a versatility that he has that we're hoping can create some problems for the defense from a matchup standpoint because of his speed and because of how he runs his routes like a wide receiver. I believe he had the third fastest combine time, even including the receivers. And so he is that dynamic threat and has a very confident but humble and very focused demeanor. As in just the short period of time we've had a chance to work with him. So we're going to throw the kitchen sink at him and see what's going to help put us in the best position to be successful.
Do you put him in the tight end room or the wide receiver room?
He's in our tight end room.
I'm sorry. If I could ask you about the offensive tackles just for a moment.
Okay.
What kind of a leap have you seen them take in thus far in the offseason? I know you haven't gotten them on the field yet, but what kind of progress have you made?
You're talking about our veterans.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Well, we actually have had them out on the field. Of course, it's versus Frank Air, right? We're not able to have the defense out there, so we get, Frank Air as the defender. But the thing is, we are able to see the pass set, the initial quickness. And I will just say this. It's been documented that both Eric and Bobby spent a lot of time here in East Rutherford working out in the weight room. And I think when you see Eric, his body, it looks like he's a lot leaner. And so obviously it's very early. We haven't had a chance to practice against the defense yet. But you do see some increased quickness. And just very, very pleased that both young men have made that commitment to try to improve their game physically, do the things they need to do, their bodies to mature and grow again. They're both still young players. And so we're very excited about seeing what they're going to do once the competition steps up and we're out there in our OTAs and do the mini camps and so forth.
Coach, can I relate note about
I got to go. I got to go. I've been so much over here. I got my cuz back there, but still,
I got two more. Yeah. Fast, yeah.
Isn't reading both sides of the field.
What I meant was, oftentimes people might look at him and say, oh, he's just going to be there to be split out wide. And when we think of a big wide receiver, I don't know, in my mind I'm thinking of the, Brandon Marshall, Plexico Burris. That's a big wide receiver. This is someone that has, we believe, some of that upper body strength and the size where he can fill some of those roles that we'll want as a tight end. We're going to be selective about what we want him to do, but he is not someone that you'd see strictly as displaced out in the slot that just is a bigger body. I mean, he's a versatile player. He's a tough guy, and we're excited about seeing what we can do with him.
Coach, though you were for day three to in the draft to add a lineman in Adam Bisnawan. You guys also were active in the undrafted free agent scene with linemen, particularly with Chad Wheeler, Jessamyn Ducker. What have you guys seen from the linemen, from these rookie linemen so far via film?
Okay, well, the two young men you just mentioned as far as the free agents, obviously are some guys that we're excited to have in here, and Adam, we're excited for him as a draft choice. You know, it's so early to say, just to transition from that college game, you can look at some of the Senior Bowl tape to try to see something that's a little more resembles the NFL-type offenses. Premature at this point, but we're certainly glad all of them are here with us.